Lewis, have you heard about the big tax changes that are making the super rich leave the UK?
Yeah, Alice, I read about it. Rachel Reeves is thinking about reversing part of the inheritance tax policy on non-doms.
Right, so the 40% rate on global assets for non-doms has been causing a lot of problems, right?
Exactly. One official said it was the part of scrapping the non-dom regime that was causing the most heartburn.
And the Treasury is actually reviewing it now.
Yes, they are. They might change the inheritance tax rules if it helps the UK stay competitive globally.
So there are some big names leaving the country because of this, like Lakshmi Mittal.
Right, Mittal and Nassef Sawiris are among those who have left, or are planning to go to places like the UAE and Switzerland.
Wow, that is a big deal. I wonder how many others are following them.
The Treasury is working with stakeholders to make sure the new regime is competitive and keeps attracting talent and investment.
But there's also pushback from the government side, right?
Some Labour officials say the crackdown on non-doms is one of their most popular policies.
So what's the financial impact looking like?
Labour estimated £430 million a year, but the OBR says it might only be £200 million by 2029 to 30.
That's quite a big gap, right?
Sure is. And there are also changes to agricultural and business property relief, causing more people to leave.
So what's next for Reeves?
She's in a tricky spot. Some want her to back off, but others say the politics are too bad to make a U-turn.
And the next budget in the autumn might decide it all.
That's the expectation. It's a big crossroads for the government's tax policy.
This is really interesting, Lewis. It shows how complex tax policies can be.
Absolutely, Alice. It's a balancing act between fairness, competitiveness, and political will.
Thanks for the insight, Lewis. It's clear this issue is far from settled.
You're welcome, Alice. We'll have to keep an eye on the budget to see what happens next.